Win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Here we are again with Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. We have Sharon Jackson in the studio running the boards. Also, if you didn't know this, Sharon helps me do all the promotion material that we do for our commercials. We do a great job together, right, Sharon?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have fun.
Yeah, we have a blast. Thank you.
And another thing, it's TGIF. I can say that with a little bit of sigh of relief. I'm getting to the end of the week, and thank God it's Friday. And this week we have the Rising Row in our studio. I want you, the listeners, to call in, 769-9577. That's 769-9577 for a chance to get a gift card from the Rising Row or from Chef Nick's Eatery. So today in studio we have some special guests from the Rising Row. We have Corey. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great.
And we have Russ. How you doing, Russ?
Doing wonderful.
And from what I'm told, Corey is the owner of the Rising Road in Valpo. I'm not sure if there's more that you have, but I know you have the
that's
one
correct.
In Valpo, and
yep.
That's the one I've been visiting, and
perfect.
I've been using my gas and getting fatter and not helping my cholesterol or anything. And then we have Russ, and he's the chief operating officer of the Rising Road. And you're pretty much the food science guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I'm the guilty guy for the...
Yeah, for the guilt of eating all these. So we're going to start with Corey. And remember, folks, we need you to call in. We need you to participate. We need you to ask the important questions. And if you have a good question, we'll be sending you out a couple of gift cards. We'll start off with Corey. Corey, just briefly, give us a little bit of your background. I know you're a local product. Just tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in Valparaiso and spent my life there. Went to college in Goshen College. And actually my my background. Go ahead.
There's a college in Goshen,
there's
Indiana?
There's a college in Goshen, Indiana.
I did not
Indiana.
Know that.
Yeah. It's actually a Mennonite college.
Okay.
And so I grew up Mennonite. And so a close affinity to the Amish.
Okay.
So that kind of goes full circle to my story, right? But that's how I start. That's how I grew up. After college, moved to the West Coast. I was in the West Coast for 20 years. And 6 years ago, we moved back to the region.
What were you doing out in the West Coast?
You know, my wife's from Phoenix, so we spent six years in Phoenix. We spent 14 years in Orange County, California. And it was just, you know, jobs took us there. And so we had the opportunity to come back, and we did. And, you know, we felt raising our kids in the Midwest and the region was a great opportunity. So we did that. And full circle back to looking for business opportunities and stumbled upon Rising Roll. And We get Amish because that close affinity with like growing up, and we knew quality, and so we tasted it, we saw it, we're like, oh my gosh, we want to bring this to the region. And
how did you see it?
So actually my brother was very good friends with one of the new owners, and so that was my first introduction. And we'll talk about the model, but the model is everything is made fresh each night in our production facility in Middlebury. And so when they thinking about coming to Northwest Indiana with the time change, mm-hmm. was compelling because they could pick up an hour on having to get it here.
Mm-hmm.
So they were interested in Valparaiso. I'm like, yeah, let's check it out. So started that investigation process, and we opened our Valparaiso location in October. On October 3rd is our grand opening.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Russ, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm the guy that's the chief cook and bottle washer at the Middlebury location, it seems like.
Oh, is that where you work out of the Middlebury location?
Yeah, I'm at the home office. I came to the company about 2 years ago. I was running a bakery deli operation for a supermarket chain down in North Carolina and saw this opportunity. I'm from the Midwest, originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, so it was an opportunity to get back home. Same situation. Mm-hmm. So
you're originally from here?
I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, we thought, well, it's northern Indiana. We'll live across the border in Michigan, but you know, we settled in Middlebury because my wife loves it there, and so mm-hmm. we're happy there. So, but yep, been here about almost 2 years.
Okay.
And when I got here, it was part of that process of, okay, what's the growth pattern look like? Well, it's kind of stagnant right now. Well, let's fire this thing up. We've got a lot of capacity here. Let's do something with it. And Corey was the first person that we reached out to. Mm-hmm. You know, he had submitted an application online through our website probably almost about a year before I even got there. Almost mm-hmm. it seemed
yeah.
like yeah.
yeah.
And so we finally started. You know, we dusted off those files and said let's start building some franchises. And away we went.
Well, I think you're a little humble. Didn't you? You're also been with bigger places like Dunkin' Donuts and things like that.
Yeah, I was. Dunkin' Donuts was a sister company. It was with a company called it was called Allied Lions. We had
I've heard of that too.
Baskin Robbins, mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts, Hiram Walker Distilleries, multiple food companies. I was with DCA Food Industries, which was Donut Corporation of America. So by default, I'm overly qualified to deal with donuts.
Wow.
But yeah, I was research and development guy. And so kind of the ingredient nuts and bolts guy. So yeah, like I said, I'm the guilt guy. I get to determine how much sugar and how much fat goes into everything. So
now you were in the military too.
I was in the military years ago, got out, went to school, and then took a little detour through Afghanistan and Iraq for about 8 years as an intelligence operative. But so that was kind of a different, you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, a little break from the usual. And
so you weren't in the military cooking or baking or anything like that?
Never. Nope.
Because I hear they have some stringent, you know, when you do their recipes and stuff like that, it's to the book.
To book, yeah. Cause yeah. It's, yeah
they're, everything's they're, specced yeah, calories, out to yep. every, you know, yep. cookies got to be this diameter, yep. so many chips. I've read some of the recipes.
Some of it's okay. Some of it's left to be desired. And then when you get to places like Iraq and Afghanistan and you have, you know, Iraq was okay because it was run by an American company. KBR usually ran all the food commissary operations. But when we got to Afghanistan, it was run by the British. And so it got really boring really quick. I remember being out there and it took us my first time out there. It took us about 6 months to get them to stop putting cinnamon on the macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
right. So
well, you know what? I'm Greek, and we have a pasta dish, and we do put cinnamon and nutmeg in the pastizo, huh. and it's a cream sauce with pasta. And then, yeah, those are popular, I guess.
Yeah. Well, about a year and a half into it, they stumbled onto something called a chicken tender from Tyson, and it, you know, the line for that was, you know, just plan on waiting an hour to get that because those guys in the Army would line up for that because that was the closest thing to real food you were getting. I remember going to the British DFAC, which is their dining facility, and all you had was a ketchup-sized pack of French dressing. That's the only dressing that they had for any type of salad that you were going to make. And they had a nice little salad bar, but little tiny ketchup-sized packages of French dressing. That's it.
Do they
That's
not it. Do... dressing in England? Or?
Nope. I had my wife go to Gordon Food Service. Like, send me a box of the. You know, I need a box of ranch. I need a box of Thousand Island, and so the larger packets. And yeah, it's crazy. But and then you know stewed tomatoes and beans for breakfast.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yeah, traditional
it's
British. Yeah,
bangers and mash.
You got it.
Yeah, because Sharon just came from London. Mm-hmm. She was there about a month ago.
Yeah,
she was just full of fish and chips all the time. That's all great. She had. She said. Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Corey. I know you say you taste it, but why the rise and roll?
So when I started looking at it, the first thing that I was like, huh, it was Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I went to Facebook and I started looking at kind of what's the following. And I started reading the reviews. I was like, what is going on with this? It was just crazy. I mean, so we have raving fans.
Oh, I'm one of them.
Okay. And so to put it in perspective, we opened our store October 3rd. Mm-hmm. We just we have 8,000 followers in just over 6 months. We have over 200 reviews. And with that, over the 200 reviews, we have 4.8 star review. And we're not perfect.
I read your reviews. It's nutty. You're at 4.8.
Yeah.
I know. And you know what? I noticed you guys comment back, which is really cool.
We try to stay engaged with our customers.
Yeah, you do.
I guess that's the first thing is that the product sells itself. I mean, the when people taste it, and it's the most fun is being in the store and having someone taste it for the first time.
Oh, you know.
They light up.
So what right. I did is, you know, I've been trying to get you guys on probably for a few months now. So I went in there and I talked to Matthew, which he's a really nice guy, real good guy, real professional. And he, you know, okay, I'll give him the card and the number. And then I bought a donut. And I ate it within probably about 5 seconds. And then I called Matthew back out. He probably thinking, what's this guy want now? Just to compliment the donut. And then I bought a dozen and I took it all to Chef Nick's Eatery and gave it out to the employees and we all ate the donuts. And I've done that a few times. It's really a great donut.
Cynthia, when I told her, when you told her that they were coming, she told me in the hall, she's like, those are crack donuts. She goes, have you ever had those? And I'm like, no.
And you and I hear that a lot.
And yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. And you know, I don't think I've ever had like somebody that works here before somebody comes here on a Friday to talk to Chef Nick, you know, say, oh, they're coming. Oh, you know.
And that's been the response. Yeah. Folks out there, call 769-9577, 769 9577. Join in the conversation with Russ and Corey, me and Sharon Jackson, talking all about donuts and, in my view, the best donut around. The history of the Rise and Roll. Little history about...
Oh, yeah. So, fun little history there. It's, you know, started with an Amish couple, a gentleman by the name of Orvin Bontrager, started making some bakery-type items in his kitchen. He'd sell them on the front porch. Then he built a little shed by the road, and...
Now, how many years ago was this? I mean, can you give us a nice timeline here?
2001.
Oh, it's really, that's fairly.
Yeah, it's not super old in that sense. You know, it grew. He built a barn next to the house, and then they moved into that. And he had a little things like he had a gas generator out back with some serpentine belts that would drive a mixer. And things like that. Yeah. So, because
I'm waiting for a treadmill with the horse.
Yeah, a darn like near. Because they didn't have electricity.
Right. They don't.
And so, you know, this was acceptable. And so he grew that and outgrew that. And it came to the point where it was time to, you know, we need some electricity. We need more equipment and, you know, much more production capacity. And so he ended up selling the company to a farmer from Kansas.
Okay.
And him and his son. And so immediately he bought the company and built the new bakery, which is where we're located right now. And it was about a 6,800 square foot facility. And over the course of time, we just completed about 2 months ago an addition, a 5,000 square foot addition that brought us to 25,000 square feet now.
Wow.
And we've kind of outgrown, you know, our facility, our land. We're landlocked now. So, you know, any future growth for Rise and Roll is going to be at satellite production facilities. So, which was part of the process. But, yeah, Orvin, along the way, he sold the company, but he stayed working with the company up until just before I got, you know, I came on board. He had agreed to stay there for, I don't know how many years it was, 2009 they bought it. So he stayed there for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and after that, he's done. He was on to his next thing, and he's right down the road. He's got a little thrift shop down the road, consignment type place, and you know, Orvin's still around.
So is it all employed by basically Amish people?
Right now, it's about 30% Amish still.
Mm-hmm.
It went through a process where, you know, Orvin was this. Trust me, it was, you know, in the world of like employment and EEOC violations, he was probably the king, because you know, he would ask, you know, all these questions about, you know, which church you go to, and you know he'd ask the young ladies, you know, well, how long before you plan on having babies, and you know, they would get docked pay if the laces on their bonnets were hung the wrong way, or I mean, so yeah, it was a very traditional place. And you know, hiring English people was like the last thing that he wanted to do, but ultimately it became a necessity. And now, because of schedules and the way we produce,
right,
you know, we have a lot of night shift production to get the product out the door and to the stores, you know, first thing in the morning. So
everything's done at night,
pretty much.
And how far is Middlebury from, say, Valparaiso?
95 miles, about 95 miles. Yeah.
And what time you open?
Okay. We open at 7.
Okay.
But what we'll typically do, the truck will show up, it just depends, 5:30-ish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And then if in time, when we'll tell customers, if we're there at 6 and the customer comes, we'll come on in, we'll sell you donuts.
So, Corey, if you run out, what happens?
We say we're out.
Really?
Sorry. As Orvin used to say, you should have come earlier.
You should have come earlier.
769-9577, 769-577. Give us a call. Give us a question about donuts.
So, excuse my ignorance, but okay. Yeah. So, the donuts are made overnight in Middlebury and then driven 95 miles to Valparaiso,
yep,
and they get here at 5:30 in the morning.
That is correct.
Wow, how fast you guys have to drive!
Well, remember we got an hour to pick up time change.
Yeah. That's nice.
For East Coast time.
Okay, I'm just kind of putting this together in my head. That's crazy. That's great.
How many units are there for the Rise and Roll? How many satellites?
As of today, there are 8 units.
8 units.
Yep.
And this one facility facilitates the 8 units.
Yes, that is correct.
And where are the other units? Just
So Elkhart, Indiana just opened today. Mishawaka is one of the original franchises. Napanee was kind of this hybrid started out as a corporate store, then kind of became a franchise and is now a corporate store again. Fort Wayne, we have a store there, and we'll have a second store in Fort Wayne on the 18th of May. We have Warsaw, and then one in Greenwood on the south side of Indianapolis. And that truck leaves at 2 o'clock in the morning because they also...
So how many... There's, what, three different trucks that leave?
We have four trucks on the road right now. Okay. We usually double up, and that's the whole name of the game.
I was in the grocery business, too, and I did bakeries and stuff, and our bakery used to do the same thing, do the donuts overnight and send them, first thing in the morning. You know, it's a logistic thing. It's not easy.
Well, that's where the fun part is. That's where the science comes in. We are without preservatives.
Right.
We produce a donut that's 24, we say it's got a 24-hour shelf.
It's got longer than that.
It does, but we like to, I call you a heathen if you're going to eat one that's older than 24 hours.
Not with a good glass of milk.
Yeah, so, but the trick for us is we use enzymes.
Okay.
And we can adjust the enzyme activity in a donut mix before we hydrate it with water to, basically activate and do a certain thing to the crumb structure, the carbohydrate structure at a certain time.
Yeah, folks, these
wow. don't.
Yeah, I know. He's the food science guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and enzymes have become very popular in the baking industry because a lot of the industry has gone away from, man-made dough conditioners and crumb softeners, the L-cysteines and the datums and things of that nature that are, possibly could cause cancer, And so the natural occurring thing is enzymes. And so,
and when you say enzyme, what is an enzyme?
An enzyme is just a naturally occurring biological.
Is that like
entity.
A yeast?
A yeast would be kind of almost the opposite in the sense that it's once you hydrate it, it starts growing. Enzymes do a certain type of activity. If alpha amylase and beta amylase are the primary ones, and what they do is you take a starch. If you look at it under a microscope, it looks like a branch of a tree.
Right.
And along the way, there's little segmentations in the branch, and where two branches split, that's called a 1-6 linkage, and then on the branch itself, it's called a 1-4 linkage. And so an alpha will go after the 1-4 linkage. And
wait, this is like rise and row DNA.
Yeah. So what it does is, so when you get down to it, carbohydrate, starch, I put water in it, it swells up. It's no different than you're making a gravy mix or anything of that. When it starts to stale, it starts to shrink back down on itself. It's giving off the moisture. It's going back to its natural state. So when that process starts to go back to its natural state, it can't do it because the enzyme's already gone in there and broke the connection.
Uh-huh.
So it's
that's why when you eat them, they kind of melt in your mouth.
Exactly.
They really do melt in your mouth. And what I was commenting earlier, you go to some places that have donuts, and they like to put this full sugar glaze around it. And I think they're doing that so they don't get stale.
That's exactly right. It's just
but it's too much sugar. It makes my teeth chatter. These, you can tell, you just glaze it. And, all I can say, they are excellent. And all I can say is ask you, is there a secret other than it's all natural, no preservatives?
Well, for our donut, the secret is that it's a pressure cut donut. Now, there's two different ways to cut a donut in the world.
Yeah, we used to just do it with like a cookie cutter.
Yeah, and that's called the die cut donut.
Okay.
Ours is a pressure cut donut. So already the dough itself has more moisture in it than what you would for a die cut.
Right.
So it's softer.
Uh-huh.
Using a little bit more softer flour instead of all hard wheat. There's some soft wheat in there as well. And I'll tell all the bloggers out there in the whole wide world, whoever, because there's all sorts of people out there that are trying to reproduce the mix, the actual recipe at home. I'm going to give away a secret. There is no potato flour in it.
Okay.
So give that up. I'm sick of seeing that on the internet. There is no potato flour. So, but that's how the process is, and it's forced through a cutter sleeve using air pressure, and that's what. It's an extruded dough.
Oh, okay. So I just remember in the old days we used to make a yeast dough,
all right, thanks.
And we used to cut it, and we used to let it raise, and then we used to fry it. You don't do any of that.
Well, we do in that sense that we the cutter sleeve cuts the donut.
And you let it rise.
We let it rise in the proof box.
And then you fry it.
It goes through a proof box and takes about 40 minutes in that process, and then bam, we're in the fryer and out and on our way to.
We have, guys, we have Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Are you hungry for donuts?
I sure am. I'm just listening to those donuts.
Have you ever been to the Rising Row?
Never.
Now you need to ask some questions. You got a good question for Corey or Russ?
Well, actually, I do. when Mr. Bontrager started this back in, what you said, 2004, was that his, did he develop that recipe himself, or was that a recipe from the Mennonite community?
No, that's his recipe.
So he actually made that up himself.
Yep, he's very...
I mean, everything from what you said, like how the you press out the dough, everything was his?
Yeah, everything was his. Actually, it used to be die cut originally.
Uh-huh.
And then about 4 years ago, it became a pressure cut. And so it had to, the donut had to change again, essentially, but he had to create the same flavor profile with a different approach, a different mechanism for manufacturing it. So, but yeah, he was very much a stickler for it.
Marianne, are you a donut fan?
Well, actually, I love donuts, but I limit myself. So, I mean, when I get a chance to eat a good donut,
we got one for you.
It's really great. But I will. I live in Crown Point, so Valpo isn't that far away.
Well, you know what? What's nice about Valpo? Valpo has really become the place for entrepreneurs, small restaurants, any kind of beverage. Yep. You know, brewing your own beer, wine. Yep. So it's what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card from the Rising Row and from Chef Nick's Eatery. And what you'll need to do is probably come to Chef Nick's and eat, and then go over and get filled up, and then go over to Valpo, get some donuts, and then take a walk around the square and enjoy yourself on a nice day.
And after all that, I'll need to take a walk around the square.
Get the ice cream filled donut.
That's something new they told me about, an ice cream filled donut. So that'll work out perfect. So does that sound good?
It sounds great.
Okay, we're going to send that out to you next week, Thank you, Marianne.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye. Folks, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call and get a chance to get a gift card. Hey, Corey.
Yeah?
Great place. I walked in, and we've been talking, and it's amazing how much – there's so much eye candy in there that I've had to go in a few times to catch it all. And I actually went online on your website and Facebook to even get more of an image. Walk us through it. Just tell us how the decor is, what people should expect. So when they walk in, they feel a little bit more acclimated.
Yeah, so what's interesting about our store is we're the first one of a new design. So if you go to the Middlebury store, you'll see a very different, kind of I would describe as almost country, right?
Yeah.
A country kind of look and feel. Our store is more of a modern flair to that. So they hired a designer to come in and kind of take, it was a great process, I think, but take a lot of what was core to the company and core to the culture and bring that over into a modern design. And hopefully you saw that. It's kind of cool, right?
It is. It got some wood look to it.
Yeah, it has a nice vibe.
It does have a nice vibe.
Right? And there's some design elements. Like you'll see a bicycle in there. The bicycle represents, that's the main.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. I see the bicycle set up a little bit, and there's things around it.
That's right. And so there's some design elements. That would be one, because the Amish, that's their main mode of transportation.
I was wondering. Now, see, I saw the bike, and I was thinking, why is there a bike in here? Yep. But now I get it.
So that's that. We have a volleyball net. And if you think about volleyball. Yeah. That's, and we actually have a plaque in there to describe it, but that is the main sport of the Amish.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And the reason that they love it is, especially the kids, it's how they court.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't date, but they on the actual court.
So they go on a court to court.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only sports that they'll allow, boys and girls to play together. Right. So.
Oh, see, I didn't realize it was like that.
Yeah.
I just know when I walked in.
It's a non-contact sport, right?
Yeah.
Well, yard at least 3 feet away from each other.
On the other side of the net. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But I like to tell the people out there, when I went in, I seen everything that you talked about. I missed a lot because there's so much to see between jellies, jams, butter.
Cheeses.
I didn't realize like even popcorn. I mean, there's things like that. It's very inviting. And I felt like your customer service was very good, too. Everyone was very, very pleasant. And the procedure of getting your order wasn't cumbersome. It was good that you had samples out, too.
Good.
So, right, folks, there. You got to go there and just, and it's relaxing. I saw a lot of people sitting around having a cup of coffee, having their donut. And then it's right on campus, basically, right off Valparaiso Campus.
Lincoln Way.
Right. And there's big windows. I mean, it's a very, very inviting place. And so we got Jackie on the phone, and we're going to see what Jackie wants to talk about.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
I just wanted to say that the donuts are so light that they just melt in your mouth.
These guys, they're all smiling. I think their cheeks hurt.
And they do. They're very tasty. I do like their signature donut with the cinnamon. That's excellent. It's usually what I buy when I go in there.
So I'll have you a little story on that donut, the cinnamon caramel, what that process. The glaze, the caramel glaze, is actually made simultaneously with the donut. Right next to the donut line. So it's not like we don't buy the caramel glaze. We make it ourselves from scratch, and we make it real time. At the same time, the donuts are going through the proof box. The glaze is getting mixed at that point. So those two come together, and then the cinnamon sugar that's on top is also mixed the same day that it's used. So it'll get mixed probably around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll start going on donuts around 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So it's not old. Nothing is old. It's made fresh every day.
No, I guarantee you everything's fresh. You can tell everything's fresh every day. All I'm saying is I'm the kind of person that buys a bunch of donuts, and they're still great the next day. They're really good. Jackie, do you visit a lot at the Rise and Row? Do you live nearby?
I live nearby. I go by. Sometimes I just have to pass it because there's just too many trips that I make there. But it's very good. I've stopped there a number of times, and I bought a jar of their bread and butter pickles, and
ooh,
those are very good.
I didn't know you guys even had pickles.
Yeah, that's
Jackie, you just opened my eyes.
So when we opened up this store, this new design, it was one of those things that we were like, okay, well, we call the mothership, the big store, Middlebury. We've got all these things, pickled baby beets. And we were like, well, we got to streamline this a little bit, smaller space. And what's just bakery things? And, oh, yeah, we heard about it from the customers. Well, where's the pickles? Where's the baby beets? Where's, you know, so now it's just part of the standard lineup. We just added them to the jar wall. And
well, Jackie, I'm going to make it very hard for you not to stop by. I'm going to send you a gift card to the Rise and Row. You know, and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, which we're out in Winfield over by the Lake of the Four Seasons.
I have a friend that lives at Lake of the Four Seasons. I'm sure we'll enjoy it.
So now you got a day of food fun. Does that sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Jackie, for calling in.
Thank you.
Trends. Any trendy things? I hear about bacon on donuts and things like that. Or you guys?
I'm diametrically opposed to bacon on donuts.
You know, I don't get it either.
Yeah, but. I get. You know, we get people within the team like, okay, let's do the bacon donut, and it's like, no, we're not going to go there. It's just not. You know, trend wise, you know, if you look at our donuts,
I think they're a trend themselves.
Yeah, we don't have a cake donut.
You know, I was going to ask you
about that. You know, and it's a possibility.
I'm not a fan of a cake donut anyway.
You know, and so, yeah, there's, you know, but a yeast raised donut is all that we offer. So in terms of donut trends, we like to think that the cinnamon caramel is the trend.
Mm-hmm.
We've started to see a little bit of, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery out there, which is fine. But we look at, not really look at anything that's trending. We just look at our own, going our own way. We actually, I'll give away a little something that's in development right now that Corey doesn't even know about. Ooh. But we're working on a bread pudding.
And oh.
Made out of donuts. So, so we're going to make the bread pudding out of donuts, which is a very light and fluffy type of bread pudding. So, you know, that's the sort of thing that we're working
good.
On now. So.
Well, and the other thing I'll say is trending is our ice cream filled donuts.
I mean, yeah, you were talking. I didn't realize that until I went on your Facebook.
But and by the way, so we had when we opened the store, it was one of the first ones. But we had have a special machine that actually injects soft serve ice cream into the donut.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I thought it was just a scoop of ice cream on the donut.
No, it's inside. It's
I'm going there next time.
Yeah,
for that.
It's not
I guarantee
like
it.
When we're not cutting the thing open and putting a scoop in there, it's injected into the donut.
Is that how the kind of like the jelly donuts have that special
exactly.
thing? Is it the same thing?
Same kind of concept, but it's an ice cream machine. Taylor Ice Cream Equipment developed this thing, and we worked with them through the whole prototype stage. It was about 8 months of development work just on the machine to get it to work. But it, instead of using an auger like a soft serve, it actually has a pressure head in it. Same like our donuts. We use air pressure, and it just air pressure down it's got about a 6-inch straw that you shove into the donut and fills it with ice cream.
Wow.
Folks, we got so much. We still got so
really
much to cover.
Cool.
We want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call before we run out of time here.
So you said it's soft serve ice cream. Is it frozen really hard so it doesn't melt too quickly?
Yeah, you can actually, we've tested it. You know, once you put it in there, we've driven as far as maybe almost an hour without you know, oozing out or anything. So it sets up and it's nice, but we can freeze it. You can freeze it yourself, and we freeze them at our store. And once they're frozen,
so I'll go in, I'll order the ice cream donuts, and they'll pump it right then in there.
Oh yeah, they pump it right.
So instead of it freezing the whole donut and getting it.
So we actually have donuts that are shelled. We have four different kinds, and we'll have them right there and say, which one do you want, and we'll take it and fill it right up.
So talking about filling, do you guys do punchkis?
We do.
Yeah.
Did you do them for the?
Yeah, we've done them for 2 years now. We just started doing it 2 years ago. And not a big hit in Indianapolis, but
really
big up in this
area. Oh, it's very big here. Yeah. And if they're filled, folks, if they're filled like anything, like they're just a regular filled donuts, they're going to be exploding.
Yeah.
Because my wife got a couple filled donuts that I brought home, and I was surprised. Because you go to some, like your previous employer, you go there and it's like a dab of filling in some of these donuts. And your donuts are not like that. They're very hearty. And I like that. I mean, if you're going to put out something, put it out right.
Right.
You know, and people will gravitate to it. You know, they really will. We're going to take John as a caller, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some of your events coming up.
Cool.
Okay, John, what's up, John?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
I had a question. I got on the show late, so you may have already covered this, but I was curious, do you guys carry any of the Amish bread?
Oh, we were talking about that.
You said you had the jarred product.
We don't have any the bread products right now. The only bread we have is a sausage bread that we make, which is a combination of bread and smoked sausage with cheese. Bread is always a challenging thing in the sense of you have to make a lot of it to make it profitable, and for the business model, it's just kind of one of those things right now that if we get to 20 or 30 stores, then we'll have it back. And
well, tell us about that sausage bread. You were telling me how a good way of preparing it.
My personal favorite way is to slice it and butter it and throw it on the grill. So it's like making toast, a grilled toast, but on a gas grill, because you're heating the grill and the sausage too. And then the other ways are as a breakfast bread, cut it, heat it, put some sausage gravy on it.
French toast.
French toast also works well. I mean, there's I like to, like I said, when I get around food people and say, hey, take it and run with it and see what you come up with, if you're going to make a sandwich out of it.
So with the sausage bread, the sausage is actually incorporated into the bread itself?
Exactly. It's a process where we actually take the ground sausage, and we actually, instead of taking like a bread dough that you may sheet out into a flat piece and roll up with the sausage in the middle of it like a roll
type.
You
mix it in there.
It's mixed in the sense of we cut the dough.
Like raisin bread, but sausage.
Well, actually, we cut into the dough into small little squares, little pieces, and then they just get mixed together by hand, and it makes a kind of almost a gelatinous paste, and then it goes in the pan, goes in the proof box and proofs just like a regular bread, and then we bake it off in the oven.
Hey, John, have you ever visited the Rising Row?
I have not. My wife and children slipped over there when I wasn't with them, and they loved it.
And they didn't bring you anything back.
They did not.
Oh my gosh!
It didn't last.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna give you a gift card to the Rising Row. You're gonna get your own donuts, and you're not gonna take any home.
I would get in trouble for that.
Well, John, what we're gonna do is we're gonna send you out some a gift card for the Rising Row, Chef Nick's Eatery. I'll be mailing them out next week, and I thank you very much for calling in.
All right, I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
769-9577. This hour's going by fast, I'm telling you. 769-9577. Give us a call, ask us a question, get a chance to get a gift card. And, Corey, you have some events you want to tell us about.
Yeah, so first of all, we've been able to bring Rise and Roll to Northwest Indiana via Valparaiso, but we have big plans, right? So what our vision is we want to take it not only the rest of Northwest Indiana, but also in Chicago.
Okay.
So that's kind of what our big vision and big plan is. As part of that, we're doing pop-ups. We just started this a couple weeks ago. Actually, they had been, the Rising had been doing for many, many years. They stopped doing them because coming all the way from Middlebury, it was very difficult to make any money doing it.
Gas and truck expenses.
So we said, hey, Russ, can we start that up again? And he's like, sure. So we've started that up again. So we're very excited about it. Actually, in the month of May, we have 15 pop-ups going on.
Okay.
And then for the year, we have almost 100. From now until the rest of the year, we have almost 100. So we have a lot of this stuff lined up.
All out in Chicago?
No, they're not. So I was going to give you some. So
tell us.
in the Franciscan Hospital Olympia Fields. We're going to be there on May 4th. We're going to be in downtown Chicago in Wacker on May 7th. The Daily Plaza down there does a daily market right. once a week on Thursdays. Right. We're going to be doing that it's every week on Thursdays, so we're going to be doing that. Nice. LaPorte Hospital, I'll just kind of rattle some of these off. We're going to be NiSource in Maryville on May 17th, Franciscan Olympia Fields again on May 18th. So, by the way, here's what I would encourage. If you're hearing this on the radio, like us on Facebook. We're going to be posting kind of the schedule of events so you can kind of know where they are. We were just in Michigan City last week. So we're going to be around the region because I know we hear all the time, hey, we're over in Crown Point. We're over and it's too far to come. Mm-hmm. So this is a way you can get it.
It's never too far. I drive from the Four Seasons to Valpo and back just for the donut.
That's exactly right. And then our what we're looking at, we'd like to go in like a Schererville kind of area as our next store. Okay. So that's kind of the vision that we're looking at.
Schererville has a cute downtown area. Yeah, you guys would probably like that there. Yeah. And fit right in.
Yeah. Valpo, come to Valpo, come see us, but there hopefully you kind of pick us up in some other areas as well.
Now you're talking pop-up. How about maybe it's the same thing, a farmer's market. Do you do anything like that?
We don't have any farmer's markets yet. But by the way, these pop-ups, it's not just what we're trying to do. The vision we have is, we actually have invested in some carts and things. We are literally bringing the entire store to you.
Really?
Yeah, so we're bringing everything.
You're talking like the pickles.
Yeah.
The jam.
The jars, yep. The jams, the whole kit and caboodle, the cheeses, the beef jerky.
I didn't realize
you have a food truck or something and just drive it out there?
Kind of.
You going to do Taste of Chicago, you think?
That's not on their radar, you know. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, because you'll be like rock stars.
Yeah. This is like I said, Corey said, we used to do this. I mean, we had all this equipment when we stopped. Mm-hmm. We had these jar carts that were designed specifically for the jar goods that you just open them up and they just shop out of them. And so it's been like, yeah, we've got all the infrastructure, have at it. And so we heard from a lot of people, like, when are you coming back to Chicago? And so on and so forth. So, yeah, this has been great for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a different approach for us in the sense of, as we've grown, we were a retail bakery, started franchising, and the bakery becomes a wholesale bakery at that point. And so we've had to shift to a wholesale model. And so now this fits great with our wholesale model. We're making the product, we're sending it to Corey, and they're taking it and selling it, and it's working great.
It sounds very exciting.
We're very excited again, and that goes back to it's a quality product. It's made with fresh stuff. It's the best thing
I would
about
eat this donut is right now, but I would be muttering when I'm talking, or I got to wait.
But it makes people happy.
Oh yeah,
it does. You got a big smile on your face right now.
it's a great product. So yeah, we are very excited about it.
Folks, we're down to our last 15 minutes. 769-9577. 769-9577. Rip us off for a couple of gift cards, and you know what? It's going to be a pleasure to you because you're going to get the gift card and go to Rise and Row and be smiling like we're talking about. Right. Corey, what's your favorite donut?
You know, probably a little controversial, but my favorite donut isn't a donut.
Oh,
it's a cinnamon roll.
Oh, you like the cinnamon roll.
I mean, the cinnamon rolls in my, take those things, pop in the microwave for like 15 seconds, and it all just, that's
what kind of icing you put on the cinnamon roll?
Oh, we have the caramel and then also the cream cheese.
You do a cream cheese.
Yeah, we make those all from scratch as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Russ, you told me your favorite donut's a basic donut like me.
The basic round hole in the middle, caramel icing, and a couple sprinkles on there.
That's it.
Yep.
And if I have to do a donut, I'm going to do the cinnamon caramel. That's the one that it's our, best, our kind of standard one everybody talks about. But it is delicious. I like the donut holes.
Yeah.
Myself. Mm-hmm. Pop those.
No, the donut holes actually the middles of your donuts? Or
No. It's a special, pressure cut head that pops out every head pops out three little donuts every time, and they kind of touch each other just enough to stick together through the proof box process, and then they, as they're in the fryer, they separate release from each other, and then they get
and we didn't even talk about other things like
go ahead.
Pies.
Yeah, I forgot about pie. Like I said, I go in there, there's too much to look at.
Yeah, but I mean, especially like the holidays. Uh-huh. We do a ton of pies. I don't know how many pies we go through. But
Thanksgiving week, this past year we did 4,500 pies that we made.
Wow!
And the pie dough is made from scratch. We press it ourselves, and the fillings are all made from scratch as well. We predominantly all our fruits are Michigan sourced fruits.
So you do a pumpkin pie?
We do a pumpkin pie.
Really?
Yeah, we age our pumpkin for our pumpkin. It's we get it out of the number 10 can, but we buy in March. For for Thanksgiving. You know, we already have a pumpkin aging, you know, and it's kind of a funny process. You might think, well, it's in a can. It does age in a can. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, we buy it early when it's actually packed, because they don't really, you know, they harvest in the fall, but they right. don't actually get fully packed until March and April. And so that's when we buy.
But that goes back to think about how I grew up. I grew up with my mother, who's mm-hmm. an amazing cook, and she can bake a mean pie mm-hmm. and a mean cookie. Mm-hmm. And this stuff it matches it. And that's where, again, it's like, it's incredible. So the pies and the cookies, we didn't talk about the cookies, but the cookies are just...
Cookies are, you know, and they're hand scooped.
Russ, you're a very busy man.
Yeah, no, they're hand scooped. You know, the Amish uh-huh. girls, they just, you'll give them a bowl that weighs, you know, 60 pounds of cookie dough, and there'll be four of them, two on each side of a table with an ice cream scoop, and they're just boom, 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 plopping them on a pan. So, you know, it's all done by hand.
Wow.
And I've seen you have popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything you do by hand, it seems like it's going to be more delicious.
Oh, yeah. You're right
yeah.
about that.
From scratch. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime you see a machine going pop, 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 it's different than a couple people scooping it out, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree
exactly.
with you. So you do popcorn?
We do popcorn too, yeah.
Kettle? Is it kettle popcorn?
A little bit of both. Yeah. We actually have different flavors. We have a whole bunch of – we're adding, you know, adding as and we go along.
We what? Actually – we've got a popcorn in development that's that our crunch, which is another thing we haven't talked about, that we make – we make it. There's a certain part of that process that has some byproduct inside, you know, the edges of the piece that gets
right.
cut out.
Right.
If it's too thick, we reject it. If mm-hmm. it's too thin, we reject it. Well, we grind all of that, mm-hmm. and we use that as a topping on our donut, our crunch donut. Well, in order to get that, when we grind it, there's a small fine grind that is also a byproduct of the grinding process. It gets sifted, and that's that. We used to throw that away.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now that goes on to our cakes. We have four dessert cakes. But the ground crunch, we're working through a process where we're going to have that basically on the popcorn.
Wow.
So it'll be a crunch popcorn, caramel crunch popcorn.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We've got about 12 minutes left of the show. Call, ask some questions. I'm finding out more and more and more about
yeah,
these guys.
Yeah, believe me, you guys want a gift card, so definitely make sure that you call.
Yeah.
Call the number, 219-769-9577, just like this. You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. We're here with the Rise and Row. We got Corey and Russ. We're talking all things Amish, donuts, butter, pies. You said cakes. Do you guys do like decorated cakes?
We don't do a birthday cake or anything else. These are a 5-inch dessert cake. Mm-hmm. We have a chocolate. We have a carrot, a peanut butter, and a white cake.
You ever get people that are doing like baby showers or anything like that where they say, hey, I want a tower of donuts yep. or something like that?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually a hot new trend. And actually, mm-hmm. we just made, I don't even tell you this, we made some kind of devices, doors to hang donuts on. And this is, if you go look at weddings, one of the big things is they're not doing cake, they're doing donuts. And uh-huh. so what they're doing is they're having like a door with pegs on it, and it'll hang the donuts on the door. It's a really cool display, mm-hmm. But we have a lot of weddings. We have baby showers, different events, graduation coming up.
I can see
that. People will buy donuts and that instead of cake.
I can see that.
Our Mishawaka store does a fair amount of business in the wedding cake business yep. in the South Bend area.
Where they actually do wedding cakes.
Yeah, and they'll do the towers. They'll stack them. Like I said, you've seen the doors. It's kind of a nifty little different way of doing.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture here, folks, and it's, like you said, a door with pegs on it with all the different donuts hanging. It really looks like something you would see at Christmas time Christmas ornaments or something
Let's
like
see.
That. Here, Sharon.
Whoops.
I don't want – you got to have to flip that back.
Okay. Right.
So while she's looking at that, what is your
– isn't that cool?
Yeah. It is very cool. Yeah. Okay, you got that posted somewhere?
The other day we posted it on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, so folks, look at that on Facebook.
It looks really cool. All the different toppings. It's like a pattern.
Yep.
So Corey, what's your and Russ? What's the biggest selling donut? Well, I keep going back to donuts because I love
caramel.
It is the biggest surprise.
I mean, it takes the prize. It is on a night, on a typical production night, it's 50% of our production.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm missing the boat.
Yeah.
Because I like just the glazed chocolate.
But on the same note, with the new store model, we have a different way of displaying the donuts. It's more open. It's very visual.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We've already seen since Corey's store opened, and we've added three new stores on that model, we've already seen about a 15% increase in the filled donut sales as a result of it. And then the other item that's huge for us now is a Danish. We hand book a Danish, 27 layers of butter and dough.
And you sit there and fold it, let it rest. I've done this.
Yeah, cut it, strip it into, twist it into snails. We introduced it last May, at the end of May, and we were doing about 250 a week, and now we're doing about 2,000 a week.
So do you do any like croissants?
We don't do croissants.
Yeah.
That's a whole process.
Coffee, any kind of special coffees?
We do coffee. We're actually looking at expanding our coffee program. We do a pretty good coffee, and I would say in the future is going to get better.
We have Wendy on the line.
Wendy.
And Wendy's from Crown Point. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Have you ever been to the Rise and Row?
I have.
You have? And what do you think about it?
I think it's fabulous.
You have any questions? Go ahead.
Actually, I wanted to know, and I was in there, but you guys were so busy when you first opened. I didn't get my donuts the first couple of weeks, but you've made it a little bit easier. But I was just curious. I didn't see anything. I was wondering if you had any gluten-free donuts?
The gluten-free donut is something that's hard to come by. We don't. Unfortunately, we have this big behemoth called the federal government, and they've kind of stepped in on the gluten-free world, and you need to essentially have either a bakery within a bakery that's isolated, and you have to have separate receiving now and separate shipping. And so, we made some gluten-free products, and I thought they were just absolutely fabulous. But the problem is now with FSMA, which is called the Food Safety Modernization Act 2015, it kind of put a kibosh on all that for us.
So you have to build another facility.
We would have to build, in order to do gluten-free products because it's...
Well, I got to tell you, your donuts are absolutely fabulous, and you need to come a little bit further west so that it's not quite such a distance for me to drive to come and get them.
We're working on it.
So
I hope so.
So
open up your checkbook, Corey.
So Wendy, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery and a gift card to the Rise and Roll. So this way you have dinner and dessert. How's that sound?
Oh, that is fabulous, and I love Nick's Eatery. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, for calling in.
Well, thank you, and I will see. I'm sure I'll see everybody soon because I can't wait to get some more donuts. Thank you.
We got another caller here, and Sharon, who we got? We got Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
And Rob's from North Judson.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, you have a question for these guys?
Well, no, I just want to make a comment. My daughter got married last Saturday, and we had the donuts from Rise and Roll there.
And how did you just had a box of them? Did you do anything special with
them? Pegboard. They were on like a pegboard.
Oh, what I just looked at.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that neat.
Was that cool or what?
Oh, it went over great. It was like the hit of the whole night. Yeah, it was awesome.
You watch. That's going to become the trend now.
What's it like being so popular?
Yeah. I know. It's fun, right?
That's great.
Rob, what do you think about the donuts? Did you have 5 or 6 or 20 of them?
I had a couple. I tried to, refrain, let some other people have some too. But, yeah, they were very popular. Believe me, it was great.
Do you agree with me? They're like no other donut that you've tasted.
Yeah, and I live in a town that has a very good bakery, and these Rise and Rolls are like something totally different.
Yeah. Have you ever visited the Rise and Roll in Valparaiso? Personally?
My daughters go there. I tend to go to one up in Middlebury is how I got started. And then
there you go. Yeah. Russ is happy.
Yep.
So we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to the Rise and Roll in Valparaiso.
Only works in Valparaiso, though.
Yeah, you got to go to Valpo for it. And then we're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, which is out in Winfield where the Lake of the Four Seasons is.
Cool.
Give you a chance to get out and drive around and enjoy. We're getting to some nice weather now, so you probably want to get out and about. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Folks, remember, 769-9577, 769-9577. We got about 5 minutes left, and I told you guys, This was going to go by very, well, we got 4 minutes left. It's going to go by very, very quick. So how many varieties do you have of just donuts?
Thanks a lot for calling.
I don't know. I think it's around 27.
I was going to guess 25.
So we have seasonal ones that we pop in and out.
No, I was going to ask you that. What are some of your seasonal ones?
Right now, the mocha donut is seasonal, and it's making its way to permanency on the agenda,
very
on the
popular
list. So it's I don't drink coffee, but I love that mocha donut.
So what do you do? Put an espresso in the
filling. Yep. So standard donut with a chocolate icing with chocolate sprinkles, and then that espresso infused icing or filling in the middle.
Now, do you do anything like for Christmas? Is there a special donut you put out there, like with mint or something like that?
Not with mint, but we do.
Which I don't like anymore.
Jellies, you know, different jellies. The
tell you what, the jellies are cool.
Our popular one was the apple raspberry. You know, we did it white, you know, regular donut with a white powdered sugar, apple raspberry filling. That just became a permanent item on our menu a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's permanent now.
Because when I went there, I can't have seeds. So I went there and I got some of the little jelly ones, and they were terrific. And what's great is you have little baby jars that you can sample.
Right.
You know, you can try it, buy it, it's nothing. And then if you want to go back, you can get the big one.
That's exactly
so
right.
Who's churning butter? You got some lady churning butter?
Yeah, we actually have some folks that are actually in Ohio that churn that butter for us.
Okay.
But yeah, that's that 2 pound rolled butter it's a big hit for us. And like I said, when Corey goes to Chicago, you know, the market down at Daily Plaza, they're
gonna eat that up, I'm telling you.
He'll go through, you know, 180 pounds of it in one visit. So
I made butter one time by shaking into the container with my son Lucas. That was a lot of work, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, with some heavy cream, you just keep shaking. Okay, we're down to the last few minutes. Who do we got here?
Okay, it's Lori.
Lori, how you doing, Lori?
All right, I'm doing great.
You got, real quick, you got some questions for us?
Yes. How many flavors do you have?
Oh, we just answered that. How many flavors?
We'll say 25 to be safe.
Have you ever been to the Rise and Roll?
I've not been. And I'd love to go.
Where are you located? I didn't get the information. Where are you from?
I'm in Crown Point.
You're in Crown Point. Okay.
Yes.
So if I sent you a gift card to the Rise and Roll, Corey gave me some, and Russ, you'd go there and visit?
Absolutely, I would.
Come see us.
You got to come and see him then? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a gift card to the Rise and Roll, gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, and go in there and get yourself plenty of donuts. You know what? Just don't get the donuts. Sit down and relax and have a donut.
I absolutely will.
And you'll visualize all the things that are surrounding you, and it's all eye candy. It just makes you feel nice and comfortable. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Have a great day.
I'm sitting here, you know, like riveted on what you guys are saying, and I'm just captivated by what you're saying. I just want you to sit here and talk to me about food all afternoon.
Hey, but before, we got to talk about your crunch. We didn't talk about the crunch.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the crunch. That's that was what was, folks out of Chicago originally dubbed the original Amish crack before the donut took over that title. But that crunch right there is, it's a product that, it's butter, nuts, and sugar. That's it. It doesn't get any
simple. You guys probably do a lot of things that are just basic but good.
Yeah, basic but good. We cook it and then, you know, hits a belt, gets cooled, gets broken into pieces, and we pack it, and away it goes. But we have 7 different flavors of that, and you know, it's a huge hit for us.
Amazing. Well, we're getting to the end of the show, and I want to thank Corey and Russ from the Rising Row for stopping in on their very, very busy day. When you're in the food industry, every day is a busy day. And I want to thank you, the audience, for calling in, and I want to wish everyone a great afternoon. Say great TGIF. Thank you, Northwest Indiana, and we'll be seeing you next Friday on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Thanks a lot, guys.